Hi, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to have you here, and I'm grateful that you're taking a moment of your day to just connect with Jesus through prayer and through Bible reading. So grateful for you, and you're the reason why I'm doing this. Well, of course, the reason is because Jesus wants me to, but the secondary reason is because I love to pray for folks, and I love to pray for you. So thank you for the privilege of being in your earbud today or on your Alexa device or however you're listening to this. All right, we are in Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 through 21 in the CEB, the Common English Bible, and this is what it says. When Jesus heard about John, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. When the crowds learned this, they followed him on foot from the cities. When Jesus arrived and saw a large crowd, he had compassion for them and healed those who were sick. That evening, his disciples came and said to him, "This is an isolated place and it's getting late. Send the crowds away so that they can go into the villages and buy food for themselves." But Jesus said to them, "There's no need to send them away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here except 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He said, "Bring them here to me." He ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. He took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, looked up to heaven, blessed them, and broke the loaves apart and gave them to his disciples. Then the disciples gave them to the crowds. Everyone ate until they were full, and they filled 12 baskets with the leftovers. About 5,000 men, plus women and children, had eaten. Mind if I pray for you? Lord Jesus, as I read between the lines the beginning of this passage, I think about your grief and the fact that you had a dear friend in John the Baptist. You guys had met in utero in his, you both were leaping, or he was leaping in the womb for joy for you. And so you had lost your friend. And I find it fascinating. It says you withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by yourself. And that's what people do in grief. We try to process. We hurt. There's times we don't want to be around others because it's just too hard. It's difficult. Why some people have hard times around holidays or birthdays, because it's a reminder of the grief of losing someone. And so, Jesus, I just thank you for understanding what it's like to grieve someone you love. And I pray for those today who are grieving the loss of someone they love, that you would just tenderly and sweetly come alongside and say, "I understand," and be with them, weep with them, cry with them, understand with them. I know that that's the kind of Savior that you are, Jesus, and so tenderly be with them. Lord, but it never stopped for you. So you went and you withdrew, but all the people kept following you around. You were very popular, and suddenly you had this gigantic need and you had compassion on the crowds. And we're just so thankful today that you had compassion on the crowds. And we're so thankful today that you have compassion on us. Help us to receive that love and compassion in such a way that it translates into the way we treat other people, that we would also have compassion on our children, on our families, on our spouses, on our friendships. Lord, help us. We know that compassion comes from you, and we need more and more and more of it in this crazy world that's all about one-upmanship and about being right and about yelling at people on the internet and demeaning people with words. Lord, we should not be like that, and forgive us when we are. But Lord, you provided food miraculously for probably 15 to 20,000 people, men, women, children. And this is a multiplication blessing and miracle that, Lord, it makes no sense. But I've talked to people before, and I know I've been one of these people before, where I don't know how we're going to pay our bills. And by the end of the month, it just, you know, it may not be easy. It may be painful. We may have issues, but you provide for your children. And here's just an example of you doing that. So I pray now, as I'm finishing today's prayer, I pray for the person struggling financially. And I pray that this story would give them joy to know that you are the bread from heaven. You are the manna, the provision for us. You are the bread of life. And we need to be reminded of that today. You are our provider, not us. Lord, would you please provide for my friend listening today, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are my favorite person. Thank you for spending this time with me. This podcast is in over 130 countries, friend, and that just blows my mind apart. But I love to hear from you. If you're from another country and you haven't emailed me yet, you can email me at mary@marydemuth.com, D-E-M-U-T-H.com, and let me know where you're listening from and how you found out about the podcast. It's so exciting to me to see that parts and bits and pieces of the gospel through this podcast are going throughout the whole world, and that makes me smile.